Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about the health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi there, I'm Robin Rock. Joining me today is Dr. Irene Blanco. And Dr. Blanco, you serve as the co-director for the Clinical Research Ethics and Equity Consultative Service. So tell us about your role.
I co-direct the CREEK, what we lovingly call CREEK, which is the Clinical Research Ethics and Equity Consultative Service here as part of NUCATS at Northwestern University. It is a service that we provide clinical researchers with my colleague, Professor Seema Shah. She is a bioethicist out of Lurie's Children's Hospital, and she provides the bioethics expertise, and I provide the health equity expertise. And so clinical researchers are invited to bring their projects to us and ask us questions about how they can make their research more inclusive, how they can ask better questions, how they can recruit patients in a much more inclusive manner, and how they can really think about not only the ethical ramifications of the research that they're conducting, but how they can really approach their topics in a more equitable fashion.
So now your research interests focus on addressing health disparities and adverse social determinants of health and rheumatology. So I was hoping maybe you would share a few key findings there.
A lot of what I focus on is on education, both on provider and patient education. In terms of patient education, it's a lot of self-empowerment. And so how to have patients have better conversations with their providers, both in terms of their disease state, as well as with regards to inclusion and to self-advocate for inclusion in clinical trials. And on the provider aspect, it's twofold. How do we make providers be much more inclusive in terms of who they include in clinical trials, how they can mitigate their bias in terms of thinking about patients in clinical encounters, and then for medical students, how do we create more inclusive environments for medical students, and how do we teach them how to be more inclusive in their clinical encounters?
Well, if you're just joining us, you are just in time for Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Irene Blanco, and we're talking about lupus. Now, you also focus on the diversification of the medical and biomedical workforce as a whole. So I'm just wondering why this research is really important.
When we talk about the diversification of the workforce, it's really sort of thinking about who we bring to the table and the questions that they ask and the perspectives that they bring. When research is an enormous endeavor to really, you know, cure disease and mitigate the damage that illness brings, right? And so when you bring in patients, when you bring in people from different communities, illnesses impact communities at disproportionate rates. When we talk about lupus, lupus disproportionately affects patients of color. And so when you bring in providers that have experience, especially a lived experience, you know, how they engage then with patients that have that lived experience themselves, how can we then learn from these providers, learn from these patients to then bring them into clinical trials, then to give them a voice. If you have a very homogenous group of investigators that potentially you're not having the perspectives that you need at the table to really ask questions the way that they need to be asked, potentially you're not recruiting patients the way they need to be recruited, you're not necessarily opening up all of the fields of study the way they deserve to be opened up to really think about a problem in a 360 sort of way. And so really, the more voices that we have in the room, the better we are at solving problems.
Yeah, I love what you just said, because there is, I'm sure a lot of patients have said that they feel very powerless with the diagnosis of lupus. And what you just said kind of helps with bringing a little bit of power back.
Most definitely. And I think, you know, here at Northwestern, for example, there are community boards that are very engaged in the design and consulting for clinical research, for example, that are so critical to informing clinical investigators on how to design outreach efforts and how to design their clinical studies, you know, involving patients and providers of different communities just amplifies voices that may not necessarily have always been included. And that's why it's just critical to continue to diversify the workforce.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. Dr. Blanco, thank you for your time and for sharing your knowledge about lupus. We really appreciate you today.
Thanks so much for having me.